The National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, has commended the National Chief Imam for his tremendous efforts towards sustaining the peace and unity in the country since the start of the election petition. His call on Muslim and Zungu youth not to engage in any violent act, according to the NCCE, has already yielded immense dividends to the entire nation as the country is still intact after the tense periods leading to and during the pronouncement of the final ruling of the Supreme Court on the petition. And Deputy Kumasi Metropolitan Director of the NCCE, Kwame Nkrumah, gave the commendation at a forum in Kumasi to conscientize Muslim groups from Ashanti and Bono Ahafo regions on the need to work hard to maintain the national peace after the Supreme Court's verdict. Correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has filed this report.
The NCCE's Deputy Metro Director, Kwame Nkrumah, explained that the commission deliberately de-emphasized its engagement with the Zungu and Muslim communities during the court hearing to enable the National Chief Imam enough opportunity to prevail upon those people who are often seen as tools for politically related violence. This is in recognition of the immense influence that the National Chief Imam wields on the people, especially those from the Zungu and Muslim communities. Mr. Nkrumah explained further to the Muslim leaders the importance of multi-party democracy, for which reason framers of the 1992 constitution barred parliament from enacting laws to make the country a one-party state. It is therefore imperative for all to tolerate the opinions of others. The public relations officer of the office of the National Chief Imam, Ahmed Ninote, decried the use of members of the Muslim and Zungu communities to perpetrate violence by politicians. Ahmed Ninote noted with satisfaction an abstention of Muslim and Zungu youths from any negative act since the court case began, saying it is an indication that these communities are now asserting themselves as responsible people who cannot be taken for granted.
That was a report from correspondent Nicholas Osewusu in Kumasi.